Sukkah Perakei Mishnah Zayin. Bez Hashem, Shachyon Vikimonu, we're Zoicha today to be Messiah Mesech Sukkah, we should be Zoicha soon to see the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, all the Mishmaris, the Kehanim Ba'avidosom, Levim Biduchonam, Yisrael B'mamodam, B'mherev Yomenu. B'shloisha Prokim Bashono, Hoyu Kol HaMishmaris Shavois Be'muri HaRegolam. This is what we pointed out before, is that three times a year, by the Yom Tovim, all the Mishmaris were equal. No Mishmar had a schus kedima in front of the other ones. Now, normally when you say a mure karbonis, what you're talking about is the chelke akom, the chalom be'murim, the hukke agavim mizbeach. But we're talking over here about the schus ha-mishmar, who's the one, which primarily we're talking about that grova. The avoidus adam and thereafter, all the sidrei who avoid the nesachim. It's not just that grova se'murim. So the Gemara explains over here the word emure ha-regolim means Kol HaMishmaris Shavois, by the korbonos that are amurim, that are set up by the Torah to be specifically, specially for the regalim. So, Lamasha, we had before the Purim, the Elim, and the Kvasim, and the Seirim of Chag is one example. There are other examples also of korbonos, which are Miyuchid for Yamtiv. There's the Shalmei Tzibur, together with the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos, there's the Korban Omer, which was on Pesach. So those are also Korbanos, which are Miyuchad for Yom Tov. On that, the din is Shav Kol HaMishmaris Be'mura HaRegolim. Besides for that, there are a lot of other types of Korbanos. U'bechilik Lechem HaPonim, this is a Chiddush, because the Lechem HaPonim was given out to din in Shabbos. It's not a din in the Yom Tov. So it happens to be Yom Tov falls out on that Shabbos. What does that have to do with the Korbanos HaRegolim? Meaning to say, the din that all the Mishmaris are Shavim doesn't mean that there wasn't a Mishmar. We asked the question before, we set up the L'chaira, if there's 48, because there's two times a year, let's say, for each Mishmar. 2 times 24 is 48, it leaves over a few weeks. So it wasn't exactly a year, but the real truth of the matter is that there was a Mishmar, Kavur for Yom Tov. So it's going to be 48, 2 times 24, and then there's a few weeks. So every year is going to be the Mishmaris are always going to be at different points in the year when there's Zoich, and they're going to make their way to Yerushalayim for that week. There was a Mishmar Kavur even the week of Yom Tov. That being said, this that we learn out that the Chalukas Lechem HaPonim for Achila was given out to all the Mishmarois, the Gemara learns out of a Pasuk, where the Pasuk says, Chelek Bechelek Yechelu. This is in Pashas Shoiftim, in Dvorim, Perek Yud Ches, V'shez V'shem Hashem Lekov, Kol Echov Halavim, and the Pasuk says, Chelek Yechelek Yechelu, they all get at the Chalukah the same. The Gemara says that's talking about something which is Nechal, it's talking about Lechem HaPonim. But the etzem avoid of the lechem aponim, that means in all karbonis is always the part of the karbonis that we were talking about before is only akrova. All the parim and the sirim and the elam and the kvasim were all karbonis mosif. They were all karbonis oilo. But here in the lechem aponim, every week there was a seder of lechem aponim with the avoid of the bazikhe levoina budding being put on the shulchan, as well as the achilas lechem aponim. The Chalukas Lechem Aponim, that was Chelik B'Chelik Yechelu, all the Mishmaris HaShava on the Shabbos of Yom Tov. Even though, like we said, it's not a Korban Miyuchid for Yom Tov, it's Miyuchid for Shabbos. The Shabbos to Yom Tov, they were all Shava. But the Avoida of the setting up of the Hakrova of the Lechem Aponim and the Bezichei Levoina, that was Miyuchid for the Mishmar, which had that week. As well as the Karbonis, which we're going to describe now, the regular Karbonis were also Shaykh Be'etzim to the Mishmar of that week. The fact that all the Mishmaris were Shovel Legabi the Karbonis of Regel, of that Yom Tov, has nothing to do with the Karbonis, which are not Miyuchid for that Yom Tov. So now the Mishnah points out a few more points. Batzeres Oimrim Loi Helech Matzah Helech Chometz. And this means like this. On Shavuos, which is Atzeres, there was a chalukah, let's say on Shabbos of Shavuos, there was a chalukah of two different things that could look similar. One was a chalokim of the shtei halechem that we eat. The shtei halechem was a korban that was made out of chometz. One was the lechem haponim, which is matzah, Matzah doesn't mean matzah like what we call matzah. It means it's not nischametz. Normally, karbonis are not not from chametz. A karb mincha can't be nischametz. A lav, pashas sav. But even the shteh halechem was chametz. That's true. But the lechem aponim, which was not hukrav al gabei mizbech at all, it was on the shulchan, is also called hukrav in that sense. It's eaten now. It's not chametz. So in order that it shouldn't have the appearance of there's a lot of pieces and there's bartering going on, and maybe they would give him two pieces of chametz, they would give him two pieces of lechem with be'etz in the kahanim that were there, sukumtze, what they deserve is one chelek, one piece of the lechem upon him, and one from the shtei lechem. But there's halacha that you're not allowed to barter around pieces. We don't treat the pieces of chalukas ha-korbonos as private property. It's not a right that he has in the korban. It's a chelek of the avodah, is the chalukah to the kahanim to be eaten. So it can't be used as private property. Even if kochim kalim is mom and bailim, is a whole sugi in kedushin afnun gimel, but the chalukas ha-korbonos, there's an iser ein cholkin korban keneged korban. They had to give, they had to be makbid from each korban to give equitably to each kohen. So they told him, heilach matzah, take a piece of matzah, i.e., like we said, of the lechem aponim. Heilach chometz, take a piece of the chometz, i.e., the from the shtei lechem. Mishmosh is manei kavua. Now we're talking about on Shabbos of Yom Tov. Hu makriv tmidin. That the korbanos that are not shaykh to the Yom Tov, which is the tmidin, the dorm and the davos, any korbanos that are all klai yisrael bought. Hushar korbanos tzibur, which was the korban tamid, umakriv is hakol. They have avada, they have a din mishmar, they have the din, the right to be makriv. Now, grad, if it comes out in Yom Tov, it's going to be a lot more korbanos for them to be makriv. It's a much bigger schir. So I'm sure that all the mishmaris waited where on the calendar should turn out that they would have the schus Yom Tov. There were a lot more yidden. Everybody brought the korbanos that accumulated over the year. The nedarim and nedavos, they brought their base of English that week. Mestama was a bazundu eschir. Umakriv is hakoil. The meaning of these words is a little bit not clear. Makriv is hakoil. You just listed off everything. Tmidin is korbanos hatzibur. Nedarim and nedavos are not korbanos hatzibur. Nedarim and nedavos are personal korbanos. What's the difference between a neder and a nedava? A neder is where a person says hare or lie, so he owes it. Nedava is where he says hare zu korban. Person, Yankel, has a beautiful keves. And he decided that kevis is worthy of being brought for a korban. He says, Hare zu korban, korban oilo. So it's not Hare olai, he doesn't owe it, but this has kedushin and has to be brought. Shar korbanos hatzibur is also not clear. Lechel etmidin is the only korban which is shaykh to every day, it's not shaykh to the Yom Tov. So what's korbanos tzibur? So the Rav lists off that's going on parhelm, dovashel tzibur, siri avaydis kechovim, which were different. Meseches Hoyri is dika korban miyuchid for a kapora for the members of the Sanhedrin and so on. Those are lechay shaykh to the tzibur, and they would be brought by whichever mishmo was that week. The umakiv is hakol, like we just said, is also not clear. The umakiv is hakol refers over here, the Rav says, to the kayitz hamizbeach, which is the extra korbanos we saw in Meseches Shkolim. That when the Mizbeach was empty, extra korbanos were brought out covered for the Mizbeach, that it shouldn't be a while without korbanos coming and going. It would be taken from the Trumas HaLishko, we learned in Meseches Shkolim. That was also from the Mishmar Kavua for that week. Yom Tov HaSomuch L'Shabbos, Bein Milafoneh, Bein La'achareh, either Yom Tov finished on a Friday, and then there was Shabbos, or Yom Tov was on a Sunday, and there was a Shabbos right before that. Here the Rav explains on Pidei Gemara that there was a schus tviyah for the Mishmar ha-yoytze on Shabbos. The Mishmar is always finished off on Shabbos, and there was the Mishmar ha-bo that also came in on Shabbos. And there's a whole how they gave it over. So over here, the Mishmar ha-yoytze, you can't say, well, they're finished on Shabbos. They have no shaykhis to the week that's coming up because they had to stay for Yom Tov. See, even though the chalukas lechem aponim was made to the Mishmar of that Shabbos. But over here, since the other Mishmar had to be here, because they had a din to be there for Yom Tov, so Melech of Shabbos is right afterwards. Well, they had to be there for Shabbos, if Shabbos was right after Yom Tov, so Melech, they both have a schus in the Chalukas Lechem Haponim. Mishneh Ches. Challi Yoyseim Yoyim Echad Lahafsik Ben Etayim. If there was one day that was mafsik between Yom Tov and Shabbos, Yom Tov is on Monday, or Yom Tov finishes on Thursday. So there, we want Be'etzem, let's move over here in the Rishonim that these are Takonis, Be'etzem, the Shabbos of, that's not Yom Tov, it's like we had before in the Mishnah where it's one day they had to stay, but Be'etzem Ederaisa, the Chalukas Lechem Aponim, is the way it should be every Shabbos. It's not Machmas, it doesn't have a din of Yom Tov. And what's the Halacha every Shabbos? We'll see B'Hamshcha Mishnah that the Mishmah Habov and the Mishmah Hanichnas and the Mishmah Hayoitze are mechalik the 12 lachmim. They divide 6 and 6, like we said on Yom Tov, the Shabbos of Yom Tov, chelik bechelik yechel. They divide between all the mishmaros, 12. Each mishmah has a half. So that takana that everybody should be equal, they only made when it's muchrach to stay over, because Shabbos ended Friday. Yom Tov ended Friday, or Yom Tov starts on Sunday. But what about, like we're saying in Mishnah Ches now, with his Yom Echot? So most of the Kohanim Taka left. But they wanted to encourage the Kohanim, don't have to run away. There's a covet to the Beis HaMikdash that Kohanim should come, but Oid Moed should come early, and they should stay late. So Mel, they encouraged the Kohanim that they would say that even though the Be'etzim is a day of Issu Chag in between Yom Tov, or there's a day of Erev Yom Tov between Shabbos and Yom Tov, L'mais, if you stay, or if you're Misakiv, the halacha is that you do have a chelik. Those kind of also have a chelik in the chalukas lechem aponim. And the way they did it was, the way the takana was mishma shezmane kivuyo yinotel eser chalos, which will really mean in this context the two mishmas, each one will have 5. Now misakiv, the kehanim, that are misakvim, are noitel shtayim. They'll take 2, they'll take 1/6 of the lachmim, and they'll divide it for the kehanim that were boim or misakvim. There's always a division between the Mishmar Hanichnas and Mishmar Yoytze, like we said. Rabbi Yehuda has an interesting Kiddush. He says that there's something unfair about the Mishmar Hanichnas and the Mishmar Yoytze. Why? Because the Avodah of a day is really one unit that starts with the Psichas Shari Azor in the morning, and it finishes off with the Segiras Shari HaZorah at night. On Shabbos, the Mishma HaYoytze opened up. They opened up the day. And the Mishma HaNichnas closed off the day. Be'etzem, the avoid of closing off, of closing up the HaZorah, should be shaykh to the Mishma HaYoytze. So because there's something that Be'etzem is shaykh to them, as I stated in the Gemara, that it's kiviyochel, like the Mishma HaYoytze, has something that was being done for them by the Mishmar Nichnas, therefore they have to give them some of their chelik. And Mamela HaNichnas Noitel Sheva, they gave them 1 challah. The Hayoitze, who just paid the Nichnas with an extra challah, is only Noitel Chamish, they only take 5. Interesting. Which Kehanim looked at it? The Torah says Chelif HaMidaschem, that what Kehanim get, they get for their avodah, but who was begrudging and who looked at it as a wage? Abba Zayshleit. Hanichnosim cholkim bitzofoin vayoytzim bedorim. The protocol was that the nichnosim, the ones that are coming in right now, the tzofoin is the ikim mokum of shchitas kodesh kadoshim. That's b'shecht and tzofoin. So the ikim mokum where you would see the kahanim that are stepping now into the week's avodah was bitzofen. The nechnosim were chalik to lachem upon bitzofen. Vayoytzim badorim, they stood in the other. There shouldn't be a confusion between the two. We should be able to see, Klal Yisrael should be able to see who was the yoytze, and the ikir ruach was the tzofen, so they stood in the dorim. Bilgo, the Mishnah finishes off, the Masechta finishes off with a famous Musar Haskel about the Mishmar. One of the Mishmars that I mentioned over there in Divrei Hayomim is Bilgo. Bilgo la'olam chelekes bedorim. They were always on the side which was tofel. Even when they were the ikur, they were the mishmar hanichnasim. V'tabato kvua. There was in the Tzvoinu Azoro a place where there were tabois, there were rings, where the head of the animal that was Oymid L'shchita for the Karban Tomid was put, and there were 24 rings over there. Even though there's only one Mishmar shechting the Karban Tomid right now, but they had Mishmaris, and each Mishmar had its tabas. The tabas of Bilgo was kavua, was there was a board through it. It couldn't be used. I mean, say there was something here symbolically, so they did that, but they did it on somebody else's, one of the other Mishmaris' tabois. But it's a gnai for them that theirs was an oimid. They were punished. The same way they got their chelik in the lechem upon them on the tzad hatofel, not the tzad ha'ikr, their tabas was kavua. The chaloina stumo. Chaloina is something else. In the entrance to the heichal de Beis Hamikdash, sticking out towards the Azorah from the entranceway to the heichal, to the Kodesh, where only Kahana went, there was an overlap of that doorway. That's called the ulam. So it's really the entrance way to the heichal. In the walls of the ulam, again, only Kehanim could go there. In the walls of the ulam was something called Beis HaChalifa. It's a chalif is the word we use for a sakin. So the chalifa is the sakinim that were used for the shechitas hakorbanos by each mishmar. Again, covered of the Kehanim, the teferis of the avodah, was that each mishmar, theoretically, one mishmar is not vying with another mishmar. Because they had this week, they had that week. But still, there were sakinim, there were chalifim that were put aside for each mishmar. Their place was closed off. Pashas, it means they had to store their sakinim in a different cubby, in a different cabinet. Also, gnailohem. The Gemara brings barichus that there was a daughter, one member of the Beis Bilgo, of the Mishmar Bilgo that married, that became a Meshumedes. And married Yevoni, or married Rachman Olson, one of the Yidden, who was Misyavin, and she came into when the Yevonim were Bo Pritzim by Hechel. She came in, Rachman Olson, she kicked the Mizbech, and she said Divrei Gnai, Divrei Apikursus to the Mizbech, and Chazal understood in that means that there was some type of contempt, there was some type of Leichtkeit, a Kalus Roish, Keneged Avodah that crept into the whole family. And this is very many Meforshim and Mechankim point to this, as that when you hear a certain Kalus Roish, you're hearing some type of echo of voices that are to be found in the family, in the neighborhood, in the Maisid, whatever it is. This is what you see. L'maisid, the Gemara says, a different Makar to this learning up that the family had a Gnai. It wasn't just from that one incident of Miriam Bas Bilgo. But it was that the members of the family came late. When it was their turn, their mishmar, they didn't come with the ganzes rizus, with the whole cheshkas hamitzvah. That showed a certain gnai. Now, the first version of the story certainly happened in the second Beis Hamikdash. And there's a discussion, the Mefarshim point out, that there's a gemara in Tainis Dav Chav Zayin that says that the whole list of 24 mishmaris that we've been discussing is only was only at the time of the first Beis Hamikdash. Second Beis Hamikdash, not all the mishmaris came back. So l'cheru, what you have to say is, Mashot talks about it, Karenari talks about it, is that the original families were not reestablished, but there were mishmaros. They took, reconstituted from different families. It was much less Kehanim that came back. Second Beis Hamikdash, the presence in Eretz Yisrael was shvacher. But of course, there were mishmaros with the same seder of week by week by week, of the mishmaros one week at a time, times 24. That avada was there. And that's why in the second Beis Hamikdash as well, 150 years into the second Beis Hamikdash, when there was this Maisa with Miriam Bas Bilga, that's when they took away certain schusim of Bilga, even though it's not mentioned in the four Mishmaris that came back from Bavel. Hada Aloch Masechta Sukkah, Mishbizoichim Yitz Hashem, we're going to be starting the Yom Tiv Tikkun Masechta of Beitza. We should be zeichet to hold on to the atmosphere of the Beis Hamikdash that we just learned about. Befrat, we're finishing up this Masechta on Rosh Chodesh Av. We should be zeichet mitz Hashem. Like we said, Kehanim ba'avidosam, Levim b'duchonam, v'Yisroel b'mamodam. We should be zeichet to return to Yerushalayim. Yirei HaKodesh, Me'er v'Yomenu, Amen.